We've been studying from the Word of God the truth behind words and the power of words in our line of study the last couple of weeks, and will be the same today, is prayer words, faith words. You speak words in prayer, then your words all during the week, all during the day, should correspond with the words that you said in prayer. Now, I'm remembering and assuming that you have been with us long enough to realize that the words we say in prayer should have been based on and come from God's Word, God's written Word. God's written Word, the Bible, is God's part of our prayer life. If you came to me, for instance, if I was a magistrate or whatever, so let's just say that you and I had a contract with one another. I promised to do certain things, and you promised to do certain things. And you came to me and made a request based on that contract. Well, that contract would be your part of the request, I mean, my part of your request. If I promised to pay your rent, and I wrote you a note and said, I will pay your rent, when you came to require that of me, or discuss it with me, or to have anything to do with where your rent is concerned, and you had that little note that I had put on paper to you saying I would pay your rent, then that little note that I sent to you would be my part of your request. Because you'd come and say, now, Brother Copeland, you said this. This is your word. And I'd say, it certainly is. And I'll do exactly what I said I would do. Now, don't come to me trying to get me to pay your rent when I didn't say I'd pay it. I mean, that's foolishness. You don't have any ground to stand on demanding that I pay your rent when I didn't say that I'd pay it. But what if I said I'd pay it and you didn't know it? It would change your attitude entirely if you knew for a fact and had it written on paper that I said I would pay it. Now, that's where God's Word comes in. Too much of the time, far too many times, Christian people start praying without any concept or without any concern about what God's Word has already said about it. You hear people, you know, I have at least, I've heard people come up and say, well, I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to get in here and pray all night long until we come up with the answer to this. Well, it might be that we need to pray all night long, but I'm not going to go in there and stay up all night without I find out first what God had to say about what we're praying about. It may be that we already have the answer and it's no use staying up all night. Amen. Now, we might stay up all night and praise God for the answer. That's another thing entirely. But I've heard people say, well, I just really would like to know whether or not it's God's will for me to be well, for me to be healed, I just really need to know that. Well, you don't have to pray all night to find out that. I mean, that's right here in the book. Well, yeah, but I want a revelation of it. Let me tell you something, folks. This is a revelation of it. God's Word. Put His Word first place in your life. Put this as final authority in what you think, what you say, what you do, and the way you conduct your life. Well, brother, I don't know whether I could do that or not. Are you a Christian? Oh, yes. Have you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Oh, yes. Well, then you can do it. This is the base. This is the foundation. The Bible said God's Word is settled in heaven. It is settled there. It is settled forever, both in heaven and in earth. It is settled. So I want to settle it in my life that God's Word is final authority. When I find out that the Bible said, by His stripes ye were healed, that ye includes me, because I've made Jesus the Lord of my life, so He's no respecter of persons. The ye means me. So that is a revelation that it is His will for me to be well. His Word is speaking to me. It is speaking to you. This is God's Word speaking to me. Well, let's let God speak to us here a little bit. What's God have to say about it? Amen? So, God's Word is His part of our prayer life. Now, once I know what God's Word says about my situation, once I have settled in myself and with myself and with the Word of God, what God's Word says about the situation that I'm about to pray about, then I go to God on the base. I'm not basing my prayer on sand. I'm basing it on the rock of revealed knowledge. God's Word is revealed knowledge. And revelation of God's Word is in my spirit by the Holy Spirit. I go to God based on His Word. Don't you remember the Bible said God Himself, quoting God, said, put me in remembrance of my Word. Amen. That's an exciting thing to me. Somebody said, well, has He forgotten His Word? Well, no, you know better than that. What He's saying is, come, let's discuss this together on my Word. You put me in remembrance of my Word. In other words, I want you to remember it. I want you to have it, and you bring it to me. The Bible said His Word will not return unto Him void. Well, how does it return to Him? When you and I bring it to Him in prayer, in praise, in thanksgiving, in every other way that we bring His Word before Him, because His Word and God are inseparable. John's Gospel chapter 1 said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And then a few verses later said, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, talking about Jesus. But then talking about a revival later in the book of Acts said, and talking about people getting saved, get born again and so forth, said the Word of God multiplied. Well, the Bible very simply said, Peter said, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the Word of God, which lives forever. Praise God. The Word is the seed. Now, we're back down to the place that we've been discussing, and I want to take up here now where we left off last week and talk about this area. We pray prayers based on God's Word. When I pray, I do my very best before God to start the prayer, realizing that God's Word is the answer to the prayer that I'm about to pray. God's Word is the base. So I'm very careful about this. I'm not in an area of fear. I'm not afraid about it because I'm not afraid of God. But I have a reverential fear of Him. I'm reverent to Him. I have a reverence of Him. I respect Him very highly as my Heavenly Father. I respect Him as God Almighty. Hallelujah. And I respect Him in this area. I don't like to talk doubt and unbelief and fear and woe and care and all of that around Him. Now, He knows my heart. He knows when I'm uncomfortable. He knows when I have fear. He knows these things. The Bible says, not anything that isn't naked before Him with whom we have to do. He knows that. I don't spend my time telling Him how hurt I am and all that. There's times that I have discussed it with Him and will in the future. But I don't dwell on it and dwell on it and dwell on it and cry and bawl and squall about it over and over and over again. I may let Him know that and say, Lord, I'll tell you right now, I'm this is bothering me. This is hurting me. But I don't spend all my time on that hurt. Most of the time, I never mention it, never bring it up. I go to His Word and find out His Word concerning that hurt, concerning that pain, concerning that sickness, affliction, persecution, whatever it is. And I go to God saying, Lord, I thank You. I just want to thank You today. Now, You know my heart. You know that this I've been hurt over this thing. But I've found in Your Word that says this or says that. I found in Your Word that by Your stripes I'm healed. And so I believe I receive my healing, Lord. And I just want to praise You and thank You and worship You for the healing power of God in me in the name of Jesus. Now, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about receiving His Word as the answer to the prayer. I'm dealing with God concerning the answer. Now, if I don't know what the Word has to say about it, and I've looked at it, I'm searching my heart, I'm still not sure what the Word has to say about it, I'll go before God and I'll lay out exactly what I've been thinking, what I've been dealing with in my heart, in my mind, and I'll lay these things out and I'll just simply say, Lord, now I don't know exactly what to do about this, but I see in Your Word, in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, praise God, the 30th verse said, God has made Jesus unto us wisdom. I know I have that in me because You're in me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Your Word said, any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally unto all men and upbraideth not. I receive Your wisdom liberally. I'm in that all men, and my faults, and just, it may be just being just stupid here for some reason or other, or ignorant of the Word of God, but I'm not dwelling on my lack and my ignorance of this. I receive Your wisdom. You see what I'm saying here now? Even when I don't know the answer to a specific problem, I do know that the Word gives me the wisdom of God to receive in prayer and keep me from being ignorant any further. Now, listen to this carefully. I have prayed based on God's Word. In fact, I'm just going to use what I just got through doing. And talking about the fact that I'm ignorant of a situation here and I don't know what the answer to that thing is. But I do know the Word says that Jesus has made unto me wisdom and that I can have the wisdom of God. So I pray concerning that. My Bible's open here to Mark chapter 4. I just remembered here that Jesus said, for there's nothing hid, in the 22nd verse, there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And I'm saying to the Lord, Lord, I have ears to hear. I'm open to hear You. I want to know what's wrong here. Something out of line. I don't know what the answer to it is. So-and-so said that. So-and-so said this. This happened over here. That happened over there. I don't know what your mind is in this. That's what the devil tried to do, is trap you in an area where it looked like you're doomed if you do and doomed if you don't, you know. Oh, brother, there's no way. Oh, yes, there is. Jesus said, I'm the way. Praise God. Amen. Now, listen. I've prayed based on that. I have the wisdom of God. Lord, I thank You that I don't have to remain ignorant in this. Nothing hidden but what will be manifest. Praise You for it. I believe I receive the wisdom of God. I put myself in a receiving position. I place myself in a receiving mode, in a receiving posture and attitude. I am receiving. I believe I receive. Mark 11, we read that last week. Let me read it to you again. Mark 11, 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. When? When you pray. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Okay. Father, I, right this moment, based on Your Word, I believe I receive the wisdom of God. It is mine. Amen, in Jesus' name. Okay, done. All right, yes, amen. You agree? Yes, amen, I agree. Now, it's a couple hours later. I'm driving down the road, and suddenly I start thinking about that situation. Boy, he said this, he said that, she said that, they did this, they did that. My, I wish I wasn't so ignorant of what God's word is in this. Oh, all the time my mind's going, you know, just rehearsing all this whole thing. Oh, and I'm sitting there and I say out loud, man, I wish I wasn't so ignorant about what God's word has to say about it. My. And by this time I'm driving up in the driveway. I get out of my car, close the door of the car, and I think, man, I wish I wasn't so ignorant about what God wants me to do in this. And I go in the house, and Gloria's in the house. I said, Gloria, you've been thinking about what he said and what he said and what she said and what he did and they did. Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about that. Boy, do you know what to do about it? No, I don't know what to do about it. Man, I wish I wasn't so ignorant about that. Now, do you hear what I'm doing? See, I prayed this morning early. I prayed and believed I received when I prayed. But now, I started worrying about the situation. I called it thinking about it. I called it meditating on it. But let's call it what it is. I started worrying about it. And rather than just saying, Lord, I want to praise you in the name of Jesus, because thank God I have your wisdom. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm driving down the road in that car. Oh, glory to God, I'm not ignorant anymore. Oh, it's so good not to be ignorant. You know what to do? Down in here I do, and I'm praising God. It's on its way to the brain. Amen, hallelujah. God doesn't leave me ignorant. I'll not be ignorant still. Praise the Lord. Praising and worshiping the Lord. No, I'm driving along there worrying, saying with my mouth, I'm ignorant, I'm ignorant, I'm ignorant. I go home. Glory agrees, I'm ignorant. Well, now, here's what Gloria would do in that situation, because she really is the best I have ever seen and ever known. Of course, I know her quite personally. But my wife is the best to stay solid on the word of anybody I've ever seen, and she keeps me corralled onto it. I come home and say, oh, I wish I wasn't so ignorant about that. And Gloria says, I thought you prayed about that. Yeah, I did. What'd you pray? I said, well, I believed I received. Believed you received what? I believe I received the wisdom of God when I prayed. Well, what are you still talking ignorance for? Why don't you talk wisdom? Oh, forgive me, Jesus, dear Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for a disobedient mouth. Now, let's learn to keep our words in the everyday words of our mouths the same as God's word that we based our prayers on. Let me read you something here from Philippians 4. The Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, wrote to that church, and listen what he said to them. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Don't worry about anything. King James says, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. The thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Now, the Amplified Translation of the Bible changes the wording that just a little bit in order to amplify what the Greek text said there, and says, don't be anxious or fret about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, continue to make your wants known with thanksgiving. Did you catch on to that? Continue to make your wants known with thanksgiving. Now let's back up here and learn something here. Jesus said, let's go back once again to Mark chapter 11, Jesus said, I say unto you what things soever you desire when you pray, believe. When you pray, believe that you receive them. Now, in the verse above that, he talked about believing those things which you say come to pass. That's the way you believe that you receive. You put words to that faith. You put words to it continually. But now, wait a minute. I prayed concerning the wisdom of God, or I prayed concerning my health. I prayed concerning my children and my family or whatever. I believe I receive it. I've learned to pray on the word. I believe I receive it. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I go back in there the next day and I say, oh, Lord, I need to talk to you about this wisdom business. I didn't get it. And Lord, I need wisdom and well, I've negated the prayer that I prayed yesterday. But now Paul said, continue to make your wants known with thanksgiving. Now that's a whole different attitude. Now, as my faith is allowed to continue to grow, you remember when they came to Jesus and said, increase our faith? He said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'd say. And he'd already taught them in Mark 4 that the whole kingdom of God is compared to a grain of mustard seed, which when it is planted, it grows up. In other words, plant your faith, it'll grow up and become. But we live under the law, the spiritual law of gradual growth, gradual spiritual growth. It doesn't grow to full maturity in 1 minute or in 1 day. It grows continually all time. Everything under heaven does that way. Everything created of God is like that. Now, what I don't want to do, and what you don't want to do, is pray a prayer based on God's word, and then by my words, even in prayer, stop the growth of my faith while I am exercising my faith in believing God concerning the prayer that I prayed. Now, let me show you what I mean. I believe I receive. Yes, amen. I go back in there the next day and I start praying that thing over again, and my whole attitude is here. I don't believe God heard me. He didn't do what I wanted him to do. I wonder why he didn't do this. I wonder why he won't do this. Why won't God heal me? I just don't know why God won't heal me. I just don't know why God doesn't give me his wisdom. You know what you're doing with that? You've stopped the growth of your faith. It's not going to come to pass. You've dug up your seed. It's not going to come to pass. You can't. You've taken the faith out of it, and faith is the spiritual force that causes these things to work. That's what caused the mountain to move, was faith. And you put it out there on the mountain and then withdrew it. You've stopped it in its growing time. The Bible said the sower soweth the word. Satan cometh immediately to take out the word which was sown. But now here was somebody else that he couldn't stop it, and they produced some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. There's some of them didn't produce anything because they allowed him to take the word out or stop that seed before it had time to mature and grow. So now I prayed concerning wisdom rather than go into God and say to him, he didn't do it. What's wrong with you? How come you don't do it? And you never will do it. And all them, 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 them. That's really not prayer to start with. That's just an exercise in worry and unbelief. What do I want to do with this? I want to give God thanksgiving and go to him and say, I want to thank you. I prayed yesterday concerning wisdom, and you know I based that, Lord, on 1 Corinthians 1:30, and I just want to praise you that 1 Corinthians 1:30 is true today, just the same as it was yesterday. Praise God. And Jesus of Christ Jesus, who God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Oh, I want to thank you that you made Jesus my wisdom. Jesus is my wisdom. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I want to thank you today that I believed I have received, and I'm walking in that. And I want to thank you that I'm not ignorant anymore. And I want to praise you. I want to worship you and thank you that it doesn't make any difference what this situation is. I will know the wisdom of God, and I will be triumphant in this in the name of Jesus, because you always cause me to triumph and praise him. I have had more answers to prayer and more revelation on what to do, what to say, how to do, and how to say, and so forth and so on in my daily conduct of life while I was praising God and worshiping God, or while I'm in a Holy Ghost meeting somewhere and somebody's teaching the Word of God and singing praises and worship unto God, like church, like one of our believers' convention and so forth. In those two atmospheres, I've had more answers from God than I ever had while I was out there trying to shake that problem and find out what to do with it. Now, it may be that I'm not making that connection, and I know it. Don't ever blame it on God. I can't say that strongly enough. Don't ever blame it on God. If there is anything wrong, it's you and me that's wrong. It's the situation that's out of hand, not God that's out of hand. You understand that? When you go to God about it, say, Lord, it's been long enough here that this hadn't manifest. If I'm doing something wrong, I want to know it. And I receive your wisdom concerning that. I want to know about it. Let me know, please, because I'll tell you, I'll change. I'll straighten it out if there's something wrong, if I'm doing something wrong. If there's something here I haven't noticed or whatever. But I just want to continue to thank you that it's mine. I want to continue to thank you that it's mine. I was in the midst of a satanic attack one time. The devil attacked me. I was in horrible pain. And I was preaching a meeting. And, I always like to, when the devil comes down on me physically with in an area of sickness and disease and so forth, particularly if I'm in a meeting, it always gives me great pleasure just to turn right to my Bible and go to preaching healing. And I'd been preaching healing all week long, and this thing stayed on me too long, and I knew it. And I went to the Lord about it and got quiet before him. I said, Lord, something wrong here. I'm out of line. I know you can't miss it. It's not your will that I hurt like that and go on like that. I'm out of line, and I believe I receive your wisdom concerning it. And I'm going to be quiet here for a little bit. I want to hear from you. And I just shut down everything and laid down across my bed there in the room where we were staying. And I'm just quiet there before the Lord. When I say I shut down everything, I shut down my mind. I don't want a bunch of garbage going on in there. I don't want a bunch of TV and a bunch of junk like that. I want to hear from God. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. But those are spiritual ears on the inside of your heart. That's where I was listening, see. And as I lay down there, the Lord said, you're empty of my word and you're inaccurate on it. And I'd heard that on the inside of me. He said, you've preached the word out of yourself, but you haven't stopped and put that word back in you, and you're inaccurate. You're acting on what you remember the word says instead of what the word says. He said, go directly to my word. And I thought about that a minute, and I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I can remember what a potato tastes like, but it doesn't do my stomach and my body any good from comes food. Have to go eat it. Amen. Just because I remember what eggs taste like doesn't mean I've had breakfast. And so I just went directly to the Word and started in on the healing scriptures and took them one by one and read them and meditated on them. In other words, I spiritually swallowed them. That's what I'm talking about. The Word of God says to meditate in my Word day and night, and you will observe, or you'll be able to see or understand what to do. You will observe. how to carry out the things of God. You will observe how to pray. You will observe how to be successful when you meditate His Word or spiritually swallow that Word into your consciousness and into your spiritual system, into your faith system, so that faith begins to work. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Now this thing had been on me, see, for a week. 6 full days. I had so much pain. First time I had hollered out in pain because I couldn't physically hold it back since I was about 10 years old. I mean, it hit me so hard. It hurt me terribly. And all this time, I'm confessing healing scriptures and all that all this time. But when I heard God deal with me like that on the inside, I thought, oh no, you know, He started on me over a week ago before I ever got in this Word. You better stop and get in the Word. And I kept saying, well, I'm going to, just quick as I get there. You better stop and get in the Word. Oh, I'm going to, Lord. I just kept being impressed. You better stop and get in the Word. But I was disobedient. I was too busy. I didn't do what He told me to do. So I can't go in there and say, well, you know, you just didn't heal me. No, He started in on me before I ever said anything to Him about healing. Actually, before that pain ever started. So when I got back on the Word and got the Word in me and meditated or spiritually swallowed it into my spirit, my faith rose up on the inside. I could tell it. I mean, my faith rose up on the inside of me. Glory to God. In less than 24 hours, the whole thing was done and finished, over with, gone. Now, I could have done that 6 days before had I gone directly to the Word and purposely fed it into my spirit, believed I received it, and then walked in it. Now, the 4th chapter of the book of Proverbs, the 24th verse, tells us, put away from thee a disobedient mouth. Put it away. The 20th verse says, my son, attend to my word. Attend to it. Put my word first place. Let's turn over there. If you have your Bibles, turn over to that 4th chapter of Proverbs. Let's put that scripture together now. The 20th verse says, attend to my word. The 24th verse says, put away from thee a disobedient mouth. Now, let's put it together and listen to what it says there in the middle. My son, attend to my words, or pay attention to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they're life. They are life. They are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart or your spirit with all diligence, for out of it are the issues, or the cross-reference says, the forces of life. Put away from you a disobedient mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. What is a disobedient mouth then in line with this? Anything that is against the Word of God. He said, incline thine ear unto my saying. Incline your ear, say it with your mouth. Incline your ear, say it with your mouth. Keep my words in the midst of your heart. Then later he says, protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the forces of life. Faith, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, temperance. All of these are forces of life. And they flow out of your spirit, praise God. How do you do it? He tells you right there. Put away from your disobedient mouth, and put away from you perverse lips, and let your eyes look right on and your eyelids look straight before you. At what? The Word. Keep the Word in your eyes. Keep the Word in your ears. Keep the Word in your heart by keeping the Word in your mouth. Amen. Put away from you a disobedient mouth. Let me read you another scripture here. Proverbs 13:2 says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. The tongue of the wise is health. Now, you remember what the 141st Psalm says? Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. keep the door of my lips. Praise God. Keep the door of my lips. Put a watch over my mouth. Help me, Lord, to put this disobedient mouth away from me. So I prayed concerning God's word, planted the seed of the word in my heart, prayed it before God. Now don't dig the seed up by saying something else all day long. Make your prayer words and your daily words both be words of faith. Did you get that? Make words of faith when you pray the prayer. Make words of faith as you speak all day long, every time the whatever you've prayed about comes up. All day your words should correspond to God's word. Don't say one thing in prayer and say something else on the street. Let me ask you a question. Would you have very much respect for me as a preacher of the gospel if I preached one thing to you on this broadcast and walked right out of here and did and said something else on the street? Or went back there in that back room, sat down there and started laughing about it and say, oh, you know, that... Boy, that stuff goes over great when you preach it, doesn't it? Yeah, that, And go back there and be a rank hypocrite and preach one thing, say another. No, you wouldn't have any respect for me, and you shouldn't have any respect for me for being that way. You don't preach one thing and do another. You don't preach one thing and say another. Not if you're going to walk with God. No, you wouldn't have any respect for me for doing that. Well, then look at yourself through the same glass. Use that as a mirror and look at yourself. I mean, what's the difference in praying and preaching? Huh? Both of them are spiritual conversation. Both of them should be under the anointing of God. Both of them in the presence of God Almighty. So take upon you the same responsibility as you speak God's word. See, you wouldn't have any respect for me at all if you had any idea that I was preaching anything other than the word of God to you. You wouldn't even be watching that broadcast. You wouldn't have anything to do with me, and you shouldn't. But when I'm preaching God's word, that means you're as responsible for it as I am. And as I'm praying God's word, I don't want to pray one thing and act another. Pray one thing and say another. That ain't right. No, we pray it and say it. Pray it and act on it. You ought to pray one way, live the same way, walk the same way, do the same way. I've heard people say to me, I don't know, let me tell you what I was going to say anyway. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm just an old sinner, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm no hypocrite about it. Well, I don't know. Maybe you should be commended a little bit for that, but that's fine. But, you know, I mean, you can go to hell that way just same as you can another. But I agree on the fact that shouldn't anybody be a hypocrite, dear me. Say one thing and do another. Preach one thing and live some other way. I mean, it's just not right. Now, I've slipped. I've made mistakes, the same as anybody else. But we need to be quick to repent of that and just do our very best to walk in the things that we preach. Well, you ought to be the same way about walking in the same things that you pray. Now, what I brought that up for is this. That doesn't mean kind of like that I'm just an old sinner, but I'm not a hypocrite. That doesn't mean, well, I'm going to speak unbelief and act unbelief all day. You know, I don't want to be a hypocrite about it. I'm going to pray in unbelief too. Well, no, that's no good. I mean, that's not going to make your prayer heard on high. Just because you act all day in unbelief, you're not going to be a hypocrite. You're going to pray in unbelief too. No, that won't get it. What you're going to have to do is change the way you pray from unbelief to faith and then act and live by faith. Praise God. Well, I just can't live that kind of life. Well, God knows that. I know that and you know that. So why don't we do what God has to say about it and go to His Word and get His help, His strength, His name, His way, and His Holy Spirit to strengthen, to build, and allow Him to display the character of Jesus in our lives rather than just our old character of the flesh. The Spirit of God, in other words, will live the Christian life and live the life of faith through you if you'll just turn it over to Him. And really, it's very simple. You start with your mouth and put God's Word in your mouth, and your mouth really will begin to govern your conduct, because that's what you hear, that's the way you act. Your mouth really is the lead. You'll follow your mouth. James, as we read last week, said you would. The mouth is the rudder. The mouth is the bit of the horse where you change his course. The mouth, words of the mouth, is the way that it's done. In closing today, let's go back to that fourth chapter of Mark's Gospel. I want to read a couple of more things here to you, because I want us to catch the real depth of what Jesus was saying here. He said the sower sows words. Words are seeds. The whole kingdom of God is compared, he said, to a man putting seed in the ground. Sleep and rise, night and day, the seed should spring and grow up. He doesn't even know how, but he knows that it will. Now, here's what I want you to get hold of. Words are seeds, and you need to know, and I need to know, that of a definite, absolute God-spoken certainty, they'll grow up. Now, you have a choice to plant seeds born out of darkness and satanic origin, or you have the choice to plant seeds or words of godly faith, love origin. If you plant hate words, evil words, Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew and in the Gospel of Luke, out of the evil deposit or treasure, let's put it this way, out of the evil garden, does that get through to you thinking? Out of the evil garden of an evil man's heart, evil deposit, evil treasure, in other words, where you're planting the seed, out of the evil treasure, deposit, the garden of an evil man's heart, evil things, the things, evil things come to pass. Out of the good garden, the place where you put good seed, of a good man's heart, good things, the things, things are the circumstances all around us that we are reacting and responding to, things, circumstances, situations in this natural world that are problems to our lives because we're in contact with Satan. But Satan can't do anything to you apart from fear, and we've not been given a spirit of fear, so it must be coming from words of fear. Now, with that in mind, this certainty that these words will grow up, they will become even the smallest ones. He said the whole kingdom of God is like that, and the kingdom of God created everything on earth. Those word seeds will grow up. That is a certainty that they will grow up. Know that with all your heart. Now, let's follow that through then The kingdom of God is compared to a grain of mustard seed, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. When it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shooteth out great branches. Now, because Jesus said both the negative and the positive things come from words, he introduced the evil side of it as well as the positive side of it. He said, out of the evil treasure of the evil man's heart, evil things come to pass. Out of the good treasure of a good man's heart, good things come to pass. For of the abundance of the heart, both the evil heart and the good heart, of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So planting the bad seed are the negative, the unbelief, the fear, the doubt, the sickness, disease, tired, woe, sinful, evil, corrupt communication planted in your heart brought evil, corrupt things around you. The same thing's true on the positive side. Now, since he said the thing works on both sides, I mean, it's your choice. You're standing in the middle. I want to point out to you to beware the small seeds. He said the grain of mustard seed, the smallest seed in the field, smallest one, grows up and becomes great. Well, now remember, he's the one that used this analogy between the good and the bad and said they both come from seeds planted. Then we have to just as well beware of the evil small seeds that grow up and become. Because Jesus said, every idle, inoperative, ineffective, empty word that every person speaks, they will be held accountable for them. Now, what happens in these little empty, idle, inoperative words? And what am I talking about here? We need to be so aware of this. When anybody said, well, I'm telling you, that situation is just driving me crazy. I know that you didn't mean that it's driving you crazy. Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, that's just a figure of speech. No, it wasn't his idle words. Are you listening now? Well, I don't think we have to be that picky about it. Well, Jesus said you're going to have to be accountable for it in the day of judgment. I'd a whole lot rather be accountable for it now and repent of it and it not show up later on down the line. Amen. I'd certainly a whole lot rather be accountable for it now than to go crazy. Now, when we said, I'll tell you, I'm dying in here. Oh, it's hot in here. I'm just dying in this heat. We know that you weren't really actually literally dying. That's an idle word. But now listen, beware of that small seed. That word death, the way you used it, when you used it, that very moment is not enough to just knock you dead in your tracks. Thank God. I mean, wouldn't be anybody walking around alive. But over the years of constant planting words of fear, death, hate, and darkness, all that stuff that comes from hell, craziness come from hell. Ain't no craziness in heaven. Ain't nobody in heaven crazy. Darkness, death, fear, unbelief. Using those words give an opportunity to cause those words to be growing up in a stronghold against me particularly at times when I need the words of my faith. Using words of darkness, for instance, to express myself continually all the time is crosswise and is a violation of what the Word says in, for instance, the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. You remember this phrase? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm free from sin and death. The Bible said sin shall not dominate you. Well, I'm going around constantly, continually speaking death, using words of darkness. That's driving me crazy. Dear God, I mean, I'm just going nuts over this. Well, I'm just nuts about that. I'm just crazy about this. I just hate to say that. I just hate to do that. Well, you know, that just scares me to death. I just worries me sometimes. Oh, I just get so worried over that. I'm just afraid this. I'm just afraid that. I'm just dying to do this. I'm dying to do that. It's killing me. This is killing me. That's killing me. I'm just dying to go, blah, 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 blah. Beware of the growth of those seeds. Take God's word. Put a stop to it in your life today. Put an end to that. Change your vocabulary. Do something about it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Now that we've brought all that up, we are going to take authority over all those words of doubt and unbelief that you've said all these years in the past, and we're going to change your tongue and the effect that it's had already in your life. Now, in Jesus' name, there's no distance in the realm of prayer and faith. If you were here personally, I would just say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority over every word of doubt, darkness, unbelief, death, hate, evil, unkindness, all corrupt communication that has proceeded out of our mouths, Lord. We take authority over them in the name of Jesus and we cancel them out. Every word of sickness, disease, weakness, tiredness, failure of all kinds. And oh Lord, we pray and agree together today for a total wipeout of reaping what's grown from these seeds of unbelief and doubt and darkness. We believe that we receive, Lord, a watch put over our mouths, a watchman over the door of our lips, and we put away from us a disobedient mouth. Put it away from you right now. Put it away and say, Lord, I'm out of that disobedient mouth. I don't want that anymore. I take authority over it in the mighty name of Jesus and take God's word and use it. In Jesus' name. Use the sword of the Spirit. Amen. I want you to know that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord.